Medjugorje Messages, 2000 to 2004. Wake up from the sleep of unbelief and sin. Use this time and seek the grace of healing of your hearts from God. Pray in a special way for those who have not come to know God's love and witness with your life so they can come to know God and His immeasurable love. Pray and make good use of this time because this is a time of grace. Especially pray for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I call you to prayer. The one who prays is not afraid of the future. Little children, do not forget I am with you and I love you all. Do not forget that you are here on earth on the way to eternity and that your home is in heaven. Therefore, little children, be open to God's love and leave egoism and sin. Pray for my intentions. Renew prayer and fasting with even greater enthusiasm. The one who prays is not afraid of the future and the one who fasts is not afraid of evil. You live in a time in which God gives great graces, but you do not know how to make good use of them. You are concerned about everything else, but the least for your soul and the spiritual life. Awaken from the tired sleep of your soul and say yes to God with all your strength. Decide for conversion and holiness. I am with you, little children, and I call you to perfection of your soul in everything you do. Prayer works miracles. When you are tired and sick and you do not know the meaning of your life, take the rosary and pray. Pray until prayer becomes for you a joyful meeting with your Savior. You work much, but without God's blessing. Put God in the center of your being. Find peace in nature, and you will discover God, the Creator, whom you will be able to give thanks to for all creatures. Then you will find joy in your heart. Always in your thoughts and in every situation, holiness be in the first place, in work and in speech. And do not forget, little children, that your life is as passing as a flower. Satan wants war and hatred. I call you anew, little children. Pray and fast that God may give you peace. And you do not need to be afraid because the one who prays is not afraid of evil and has no hatred in his heart. If there is no peace, pray and you will receive it. Peacelessness has begun to reign in hearts and hatred reigns in the world. Encourage each other to prayer and love. I call you to become friends of Jesus. Open yourselves to prayer so that prayer becomes a need for you. Unite with Jesus in prayer. Open your heart to Him and give Him everything that's in it, joys, sorrows, and illness. May every moment belong to Jesus. Open yourselves to prayer and seek a conversion of your hearts from God. Everything else He sees and provides. With me, little children, you are secure. Live my messages and put into life every word that I am giving you. May they be precious to you because they come from heaven. Be open to God's will. In this peaceless time, pray for peace. God gives you graces and you do not see them. Pray and you will see them. This is a time of great graces, but also a time of great trials for all those who desire to follow the way of peace. Because of that, little children, again I call you to pray, 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 not with words, but with the heart. Be conscious of this gift that God has permitted me to be with you. Little children, be peace in this peaceless world. Pray and fast for peace. Do not lose hope because God loves His creatures. Pray to the Holy Spirit to help you pray with the heart. If you convert, all those around you will also be renewed and prayer will be a joy for them. Pray until prayer becomes a joy for you. Only in this way each of you will discover peace in the heart and your soul will be content. You will feel the need to witness to others the love that you feel in your heart and life. I desire to lead you to the heart of my Son Jesus, but you resist and do not desire to open your hearts to prayer. Again, I call you not to be deaf, but to comprehend my call, which is salvation for you. Do not delay, little children, but say with all your heart, I want to help Jesus and Mary that all the more brothers and sisters may come to know the way of holiness. In this way, you will feel the contentment of being friends of Jesus. Prayer groups are powerful, and through them, I can see that the Holy Spirit is at work in the world. Decide as in the first days of my coming here for a complete change of your life. In this way, you will have the strength to kneel and to open your hearts before God. God will hear your prayers and answer them. Imitate the lives of the saints, so they may be an incentive and teachers on the way of holiness. Pray for those who have not yet come to know the love of God and do not seek God the Savior. Be my extended hands. God will reward you with graces and every blessing. I need you. I'm calling you. I need your help. Reconcile with yourself, with God, and with your neighbors. In this way, you will help me. Convert the non-believers. Wipe the tears from my face. This is the beginning of Mariana's second of the month messages.